Anyway, so the photo we posted today was actually of Andrea and I, this time last year, in Santa Monica, going off for a great day on the beach.
Those are the days.
Yes. Because we wanted some of our sunshine vitamin or vitamin, as you guys, as I say it. So are you getting enough of the sunshine vitamin? Now, we know this week a study revealed that more than 80% of COVID-19 patients at a hospital in Spain had a vitamin D deficiency. And it's also been publicized worldwide about the number of COVID patients who also happen to have very low levels of vitamin D in their body. So how do you know if you have a deficiency and how can you get more vitamin D? Joining us now is Dr. John DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. Good afternoon, Dr. DiLiello.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. For once, we're not chatting while I've got a sore throat or like chesty cough or something. So yeah. First of all, why is vitamin D so important for our bodies?
Oh, so it's a great question. So starting when we're just born, so newborns and children, vitamin D is super important for normal growth and developing healthy bones. And then as we get older, it continues to be important in keeping our bones strong, preventing them from breaking easily and having fractures. We know it's important for healthy teeth and strength and also in our immune system. So it has a lot of important roles.
So, Dr. DiLiello, how do we know if we're getting enough vitamin D?
So it's a good question. I mean, already at baseline, more than 40% of people are vitamin D deficient, especially us here in Canada. We're far from the equator. We have sort of short summers, very long, dark summers. So even just generally kind of guessing, most people are assumed to be deficient in vitamin D. That being said, there is a blood test that you could do, and we'll routinely do that in our annuals just to see what your vitamin D levels are.
Let me ask you, Dr. DiLiello, because we are seeing this, you know, in the newspapers, online, we're hearing about it. What does the correlation suggest, do you think? If you lack vitamin D, could you be more susceptible to getting COVID-19? What are your thoughts on this one?
Right. So it's possible. And as you mentioned, everyone's quoting that study coming out of Spain. So 82% of people hospitalized were vitamin D deficient. They're really interested in finding a link because there are studies that highlight the importance of vitamin D in the immune system and also in reducing inflammatory markers. And so we already know that there's an established sort of association between low vitamin D levels and other infections like the flu, the influenza virus, HIV, and hepatitis C. So there isn't, you know, a large enough trial that's kind of well-structured to say vitamin D will prevent COVID-19 virus, but it is reasonable to treat most people who are susceptible to vitamin D deficiencies anyway.
So would you recommend then that most people be taking a vitamin D supplement, especially, you know, living in Canada, we're going into the winter, we're not getting as much sun?
Definitely. All ages, from newborn to the elderly, we do recommend a vitamin D supplement.
Okay, and how much? Because I know when you walk into the pharmacy, you know, you see 1,000 international units, you see 2,000. I know there's the mega supplements. What should the average adult be taking? And then I guess the same for kids.
Right. So that's the regular dose for an adult ranges from 600 to 1,000 units. You could see this often incorporated in a multivitamin. They do have sort of separate vitamin D doses. You have single once-a-day 1,000 units or once-a-week 10,000 international units that are both equally good. And then for babies under 1 year old, generally it's 400 international units a day. And especially if your baby only drinks breast milk, they should really be supplemented. And most parents leave the hospital with a prescription. And for babies, of course, it's the liquid vitamin D drops that help. For children, generally speaking, it's about 600 international units a day. Again, usually incorporated in the sort of gummy multivitamins or Flintstone vitamins should be enough.
Dr. DiLiello, for our listeners, I just want to explain how easy this is to accomplish, because I think a lot of people think, oh my goodness, this sounds complicated. I've got to go find the vitamins. Where do I go? For me as an adult, I take one pill a week of 10,000 units. It's super quick and easy. For my children, I call it the magic drop because it doesn't taste of anything. And I bought it at IGA, or actually sometimes I buy it online at Amazon if I couldn't get out during lockdown. And literally, you just go online, search for the vitamin D for children. Or like I like a couple of weeks ago, popped into IGA, picked it up there from the health section. And in the mornings, just before they go to school, I drop the correct number of drops onto their tongue. And it is super, super easy. So I want parents to feel that this is easy to accomplish.
Absolutely. It's really one of the easiest vitamins to take. It's so widely available everywhere. And there's virtually no side effects. Really, the side effects we see is if you're taking too much vitamin D.
Well, Dr. DiLiello, thank you so much for coming on and explaining, you know, the benefits and how to take it. We really appreciate you. And I'd love to say I'll see you soon. But if I'm seeing you soon, it means because I've got an issue.
I hope not. I really hope not.
You don't want to see me either. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Take care.
That's Dr. John DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center.